Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Introduction. The Shvetashvatara Upanishad, a late period composition, is credited to one sage. The title means the man with the white mule, but others probably also contributed to it. Its principal concern is, as students ask in the first verse, is Brahman the cause? What is Brahman? The response clearly asserts the oneness of things, that the universal self, Brahman, is the one abiding entity. This Upanishad, in 6 chapters, is a key text in Shaivism and the Yoga and Vedanta schools of Hinduism. Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Chapter 1. The students of Brahman ask, is Brahman the cause? What is Brahman? Whence do we come to be? Whereby do we live? And whither do we go? O ye who know Brahman, tell us at whose command we abide, whether in pain or in pleasure. Should time or nature or necessity or chance or the elements be considered as the cause? Or one who is called the person, Purusa, the living self, Vijnanatma? The cause cannot be the union of the many either, because they are not self-dependent, and the self also is not. It is powerless, because there is, independent of him, a cause of pleasure and pain. The sages, in meditation and through concentration, have pierced through the cover to see that great power belonging to that one himself, what is hidden in its own qualities, guna. Being one, he superintends all the causes, time, self, and the rest. We meditate on him who, like a wheel, has one felly with 3 tires, 16 ends, 50 spokes, with 20 counter spokes, and 6 sets of 8, whose one rope is manifold, which proceeds on 3 different courses, and whose illusion arises from 2 causes. Footnote. The universe is referred to as the wheel of Brahman. One felly is the single first cause, the power of Maya in its causal aspect. The 3 tires represent the 3 gunas or primal factors of Prakriti, the primordial nature. Sattva, pure existence, the factor of being. Rajas, drive, the factor of dynamism. And Tamas, inertia, the factor of constancy. The 16 ends are the 16 parts of the person as enumerated in Prashna Upanishad. The 50 spokes are 5 kinds of misconceptions and ignorance, 28 kinds of disabilities, 9 inversions of satisfaction, and 8 inversions of perfection. 20 counter spokes are 5 sense organs, 5 organs of action, and 10 corresponding objects of both. The 6 sets, each with 8 constituents, are Prakriti, primordial nature, Dhatu, bodily substances, Aishvarya, powers of expression and action, Devas, classes of divinities, and Atmaguna, virtues. One binding rope is Kama, desire. The 3 courses are righteousness, unrighteousness, and knowledge. And the one illusion is ignorance of the self arising from punya and papa karma, virtuous and sinful action. End of footnote. We meditate on the river. Footnote. The causal Brahman, appearing in association with Maya as the phenomenal world, is here described as a river. End of footnote. Whose waters consist of the 5 streams, sense organs, which is wild and winding with its 5 springs, whose waves are the 5 vital breaths, pranas, whose fountainhead is the mind, and whose course consists of the 5 kinds of perceptions. It has 5 whirlpools, objects of 5 senses. Its rapids are the 5 pains. Footnote. Arising from being in the womb, being born, being ill, growing old, and dying. End of footnote. It has 50 kinds of obstacles and 5 branches. Footnote. Ignorance, egotism, attachment, aversion, and life-centeredness or fear of death are the 5 branches. End of footnote. In that vast Brahma wheel, in which all things live and rest, the bird flutters about, so long as one thinks that the self in him is different from the mover. When blessed by him, then he gains immortality. But what is praised in the Upanishad is the highest Brahman, and in it there is the triad. The highest Brahman is the safe support. It is imperishable. The Brahma students, when they have known what is within this world, are devoted and merged in the Brahman, free from birth. The Lord, Isha, supports all this together, the perishable and the imperishable, the developing and the undeveloping. The living or embodied self, not being the Lord, is bound, because he has to enjoy the fruits of works. But when he has known the Lord, Supreme Self, he is freed from all fetters. There are 2, one knowing, Ishvara, the other not knowing, Jiva. Both are unborn, one all-powerful, the other powerless. Thus there is one through whom the other receives the recompense of his works. And there is the infinite Supreme Self, appearing under all forms, but himself inactive. When a man finds out these 3, that is Brahman. That which is perishable is the pradhana, the primary matter. The immortal and the imperishable is hara, the self. The one that rules the perishable, the pradhana, and the living self, meditate on him. From meditating on him, from joining him, from becoming one with him, there is cessation of all illusion in the end. When that one is known, all fetters fall off. Sufferings are destroyed and birth and death cease. From meditating on him, there arises, on the dissolution of the body, the 3rd state, that of universal lordship. But he only who transcends this also receives the bliss of Brahman. This, which rests eternally within the Supreme Self, should be known. And beyond this, not anything needs to be known. By knowing the enjoyer, Jiva, the enjoyed, Prakriti, and the ruler, Self, everything has been declared to be threefold. And this is Brahman. As the form of fire, while it is latent in the wood, is not seen, nor is its seed destroyed, but it has to be seized again and again by means of the stick, fire drill, and the wood. So it is in both cases, and the self has to be seized in the body by means of pranav, the symbol om. By making his body the lower wood and the syllable om the upper wood, man, after repeating the drill of meditation, will perceive the luminous self like the spark hidden in the wood. As oil in seeds, as butter in cream, as water under dry riverbeds, as fire in wood, so is the Supreme Self realized within the self, if man looks for him by truthfulness and austerities. If he looks for the Supreme Self, that is invisible but pervades everything, as butter is contained in milk, and the roots whereof are self-knowledge and austerities. That is the Brahman taught by the Upanishad.